Welcome to the UCLA Library. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm trying to track down some information about my deceased aunt. She was murdered, but I can't find any news articles about it aside from an obituary saying she died in a traffic accident.
Are you a student or a member of the public?
Well, why does that matter?
We just need it for our stats, funding, and all that.
Oh, well, I'm a senior. I graduate in spring 2018.
Thanks. Now let's see what we can find. What was her name?
Agatha Williams.
Do you know her date of death?
April 24th, 1995.
And the city?
Gunaway, Texas.
Okay. Found the obituary, but that's the only hit for that name in the entire state of Texas for all of 1995. Was she a minor, or did she go by any other name?
No other name. She was 23.
So her name should definitely appear in the articles, unless someone requested to keep her anonymous. We may have some luck looking at traffic accidents during that spring. Three fatal accidents in all of 1995 in the entire county. Two were during a snowstorm in February, and the other was a school bus traveling to a football game in the fall. Let's try other obituaries. Maybe she thought back, or maybe she wasn't the only victim. Well, this is interesting. Looks like another girl her same age died on the same day in the same town, also in a traffic accident. Could they have been in the car together? Maybe someone ran them off the road?
Maybe, but why is there no record of any fatal traffic accidents that month?
Could be the person who hit them was powerful enough to keep papers from printing the story, but it'd be hard to escape criminal or civil charges. Give me just a minute. Apparently the citizens of Gunaway enjoy crime and getting caught. This is gonna take a while. If you write down your number, I'll give you a call to let you know what I find.
Thanks.
Sure thing. There's a limit to what I can find. If it's not in the paper, I probably won't turn up anything. Your best bet is to go to the county courthouse there and search their records for your aunt's death date. Check criminal and civil proceedings. The state would be listed as the plaintiff in a criminal proceeding, so your aunt's name would only appear in the details. And often those get scrubbed. With civil proceedings, they could list next of kin or list your aunt as a Jane Doe. But it's a small county. If you get a hit during that year, or even the next, or manslaughter or homicide, it'd probably be your aunt.
I thought court cases were sealed.
The details sometimes are, but a list of cases, the charges in the case, and a date are usually public record if the victim and offender aren't minors.
Wait, could her killer have been a kid? Could that be why there's nothing?
That's a definite possibility. If that's the case, your only avenue is to talk to the prosecutor for the county during that time. Then your aunt's next of kin can request any sealed information.
I'm all that's left.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. In that case, you are next of kin and would be entitled to that info. I'll see what I can find here and call you either way. Good luck.
Thanks. Looks like I'm gonna need it.
Welcome, dear listeners. If you prefer an ad-free experience, be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted. You can also purchase an ad-free episode or season pass via the Apollo Podcasts app. Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here you go, Dana.
I'm good.
That wasn't a request. Kelly, I'll take those cuffs now.
Yes. You really think I'm gonna let you restrain me?
I was hoping you'd give us a choice. Little help, August?
I'm going to go work.
Fine. Go ahead.
Now, I know you probably have a lot of classified information about this town and what's happening here. But in this church, with half our town dead, nothing is classified. Understood?
Look, I want to help you. I do, but I can't. You may say nothing is classified, but my boss begs to differ.
I was hoping you'd say yes. August, keep her still.
Help.
Duct tape, Kelly?
Sure thing, boss.
What the fuck? I'm not your enemy! You don't need to take me to this chair! You're gonna need me if they get in here!
Kelly, grab her gun. Dana, you have lied to this town for years. And frankly, you've failed at your job. Most of this town is dead or infected, and you have done absolutely nothing to warn us or stop it from happening.
A, you don't know that. B, my assignment wasn't to stop anything. I was ordered to observe.
Why?
Because the government is interested in unexplained phenomena. That's not a new thing.
Dana, I understand. I may not be a fed, but I've been in law enforcement basically since I graduated high school. I know what it's like to be given orders you disagree with.
I don't disagree with them.
I'm sorry. What? You are okay with playing a passive role while people die? I mean, I knew feds tended to be more cold, but damn.
Stop.
What? Why?
They can hear us. Even if Dana does decide to help us, she'll be helping the book too.
Doesn't matter anyway, because I can't tell you anything.
Hey, Cherry!
Coming. What's up?
Is there any way you can keep them from listening in?
Not unless you happen to have their earwax laying around somewhere. But a protection ward might work. We just have no way of knowing for sure.
Okay, so we write things down then.
Good call.
Gemma, look at my bag. There's a bottle labeled Truth Oil. Grab that and a white and blue candle for me, please.
Here you go.
Dana, I'm gonna ask you one last time to tell us what you know. You will not like the feel of the truth being dragged out of you.
Why aren't we just going in? We've got a whole army behind us. Wolves, bats, bobcats, hell, even a boar. They don't stand a chance.
He underestimated them back in 95. We can't make that same mistake this time. We need to be patient. See what we can learn. Then be smart about how we attack. Brawn doesn't always beat brains.
There's only 7 of them. We have at least, what, 25 animals? Plus we can transform into a bear and... What are you... Doesn't matter. I say we go in before they get any wards up that could keep us out.
You can't feel it?
Feel what?
How we're being repelled. Look at the animals. They're stalking around the church, but none of them are crossing some invisible line.
Yeah, I feel that, but it's definitely not strong enough to keep me out.
Grab that bat. See what happens.
What the fuck?
Now bring it back behind the line.
Did it die and come back?
No, it probably just fell into some sort of coma. Our army is useless past that line. So, we wait.
Fine. But why didn't that happen to me too?
No clue. I half expected it to work on you.
You try.
Absolutely not.
You have to. Otherwise we won't know our options.
Ugh. Fine. If I pass out, you better pull me back.
My son's revival depends on your survival. I'll make sure you're okay.
Okay, here goes. I don't feel great, but it's tolerable. Well, gonna be hard to fight if I'm heaving all over the place. We need more infected citizens to see who can tolerate the ward and who can't. I'll put out a call.
Perfect. Wait. Listen. They're interrogating Dana, trying to figure out what she knows about us in the book. Should we stop them? What does she know?
I have no idea, but I'd love to find out. Oh, how would you feel about making a trade?
Okay. Have it your way.
I sincerely doubt lighting a candle doused in oil is going to drag anything out of me, much less the truth.
August, pen and paper?
Back in a sec.
Andre, can you grab some of the duct tape and tape her mouth?
Gladly.
Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Here you go. Oh, and Maria asked for that boar thing we captured. You good with that?
Yeah, wheel it to her. You ready, Dana? Here's the pen, and here's the paper. Fine. Don't take it. Just know that this is going to hurt.
Why are you dropping wax around her?
It ensures the work only affects Dana. And the wax helps the candle stay upright on the floor. That should do it. Pen, Dana?
Mm-mm. Is it not working?
It is. She's just stubborn. Let's speed this up. Take that oil and rub it on her hands.
Will she be able to write?
Yeah. The pain will go away when she starts to tell the truth.
Okay. Now we wait.
Yeah, but not for long. Pen. Good girl.
Glad to see she finally saw sense.
Gemma, can you go back to finishing up the wards? And when you're done, start looking through the research we brought so we can figure out how to get rid of this book.
I'll see if I can find something we can use to help Rhonda.
Let's start with the origin of the book. Do you know where it comes from, Dana? Lord, you really do suck at your job. That seems like table stakes. Okay, how about what can kill it?
Could she be lying?
No. As long as she's got that oil on her, she can only speak, or write in this case, the truth.
Why is Becky's blood important?
August? August! Huh? We have a proposition! Give us Dana, and I'll come inside!
August, don't listen to her. She's not on our side right now.
I think we should at least consider it. No! She might have as much info as Dana, or more.
Look at this. Dana knows things. We need to keep her.
I'm not willing to risk Rhonda's life for the possibility of useful information. I don't care how important it is. We need to get Rhonda in here so we can try to heal her.
The office. Gemma, come with us to the office.
No! Does Dana know how to kill him? Could she have told them?
Doubtful. I don't think even he knows.
But you heard Kelly. She wrote something, and whatever it was surprised him.
Maybe she lied.
Were you paying attention at all? Cherry said she can't lie.
You can still tell the truth in misleading ways.
There. Can you hear them?
Not really.
really quiet and behind a closed door. Can you?
No. What do we do?
Wait.
For what?
Him.
Wait, the demon book thing is coming here?
There he is.
Where?
Inside the church.
How? The wards would definitely work on him, not to mention it's a church. I'm pretty sure demons can't enter churches.
Ugh, he's had centuries to perfect subterfuge.
So how do we do it?
We can't. He just displaced his consciousness into a rat's body.
He possessed a rat?
God, you're like a toddler with all these questions. Whatever. He didn't possess the rat. Think of it like an astral projection. He can't even do anything. He can only observe.
Okay, so he just needs to make the rat go to Dana to see what she wrote.
What part of he can't do anything didn't you understand? The rat is still in control. Our Dark Lord is just listening and watching.
Well, that's fucking useless.
No, it's not. The rat is inside the wall of the office.
I am not leaving her out there.
But we need more info. Dana said...
Shh!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I vote to get rid of them both.
Seriously, Dr. Torres? You're holding a grudge against a grieving mother?
No. I'm trying not to get killed by a grieving mother controlled by bacteria that can transform into a bear. Why on earth would you want to bring her in here? She will kill us all.
We'll figure out how to make it safe. Don't be specific. Just use your head, Dr. Torres. Have you found a way to treat the infection? Okay.
Look, I'm all for trying to get more intel out of Dana, but look at what she wrote.
What about it?
Hold on.
Shit. I hadn't thought about that. I vote we trade.
Same.
Agreed.
Do you hear that?
Oh, it's just a rat. This place has always been overrun with them. It was basically my diet for a few years. Not so bad once you forget you're eating a rodent.
Never mind. As much as I want Rhonda Pack, Dana's got intel that we don't want them to have.
She's got intel on the book. It already knows everything about itself. She can't reveal anything to them they don't already know, except for what the government knows. That's not going to help them here and now.
I don't know. She knows things. Hold on, let me write it down.
You're worried about that? Even if they don't already know that, it's not like they can use it against us. Hell, we don't even know what we're doing.
Fair point. I don't think we have a good option, but selfishly, I want Rhonda back. We have to try.
I don't feel good about either option, but I'm fine with a trade.
Whatever will get you all out of here faster is what I vote for.
Well, it's unanimous. Now we just have to figure out how to keep her from killing us.
What's taking so long? It's almost been an hour.
Okay, that should do it. Hopefully.
Ready to go, Dana?
Thanks for your hospitality. Handcuffs? Or do you plan to send me out there defenseless? My gun?
Not a chance.
Fucking hillbillies.
Hey, Dana! Glad to have you on the team!
Wait! Rhonda first.
Ouch! You don't trust me? You don't trust Rhonda?
Rhonda first.
Fine. Whatever.
You took down the wart?
Just come inside.
All right, come on! Now, Dana!
Glad you're doing business with you.
I can't keep fighting it, August. Please help me.
Now!
Oh, hello, Dana. I have just been dying to pick your brain.
I'm not telling you anything.
Aw, I think you will. You can make them stop.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I really hope you're up to date on your vaccinations. Though I suppose it doesn't matter. I don't think you'll be alive long enough for a rabies infection to take hold.
You're gonna kill me anyway. Why would I tell you a single thing?
You know, for an FBI agent, you aren't very smart. How about a demonstration?
What? Torture?
Only if you ask nicely. God, do you, like, ever laugh? Whatever. Let's just start with this. What is your full name and rank at the FBI?
Dana Diana Griggs, Special Agent. What the...
First of all, what a stupid name. Dana Diana. Were your parents that unimaginative? Second, those dumbasses didn't wash all the oil off. And now you're my own personal soothsayer. So, shall we begin?
He's killing her!
No, it's not. It probably hurts like a motherfucker. But it won't kill her.
She looks so fragile.
Well, she's not. Stay away. You saw the act she tried to put on when she walked through that door. I wouldn't put it past her that she's exaggerating this a bit for sympathy to get us to stop.
Can you please shut her up? I can't concentrate.
Told you she's playing it up.
Oh, shut up, Jerry! Why can't I? What are you doing to me?
Keeping you from transforming and curing you.
Rhonda, this is for your own good.
No, it's not. This is the only way I get my baby back.
This is about Ethan. You can't get him back, Rhonda.
You don't know what he's capable of. He can...
He can what?
Nothing.
August, hold her. Now that her little show is over, I think it's best we restrain her.
Rhonda. Rhonda, hold still. Did we try it? God.
Got it.
Shit, she scratched me.
What does that mean? Is he going to get infected?
Fuck you both.
August, let her go. Gemma, get me some frizzled hen.
Here, August, take this. It will likely prevent the infection from taking hold.
Likely?
We don't know yet. It takes time to know for sure. I gave Rhonda an injection of antibiotic at the clinic. If I can get another blood sample, I can tell you if the antibiotic is effective.
There's no way she'll allow that. Do you have any sedatives?
No.
Shit. Okay. How about taking August's blood? We can at least monitor if the infection is spreading.
Good idea. I'll be right back.
Here, Pops.
You're gonna be okay, August. Drink up.
I'm not worried about me. The question I'm asking is whether or not we can save Rhonda.
Wow, I have got to get my hands on some of that oil. So, let me get this straight. The government figured out how I'm connected to the book, and now you want to capture me. Alive somehow. To weaponize my great-great-whatever-grandfather. Guess that's not happening, huh? It's pretty hard to capture someone when you're slowly bleeding to death. Oh, one more question before you go. What do you know about the Caldwell family and their fight against the book?
Like taking candy from a baby. A little of August's blood. And now the wards only work against the Caldwell bloodline. And I'm one step closer to seeing my son.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars...
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry.
Christian Young as August Caldwell.
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce.
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell.
Cass Minter as Kelly.
Kim Gasile as Rhonda Caldwell.
Elena Fernandez Collins as Maria Torres.
Ivy Lee as Dana Griggs.
Amanda Hufford as Becky Harrison.
Jen Zink as the librarian.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. If you're enjoying Afflicted, please consider contributing to help us pay our amazing cast and crew for season 2. If you prefer an ad-free experience and early access, be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted. You can also purchase an ad-free episode or season pass via the Apollo Podcasts app. Supporters get an exclusive invite to our season finale live listen party with some of our cast and crew on April 23rd. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotikan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotikan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a sneak peek of our Afflicted Season 1 finale.
We need to leave. All of us, right now.
Deliver me, God, out of the hand of the wicked.
Why didn't you save him? That's your job, right? But you failed. You can't trust her. She's the reason for all of this.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And now a treat for listening until the very end. Blood magic is as old as time, and hoodoo is no exception. In fact, snake blood was an important part of conjure work. Practitioners would typically cut off the tail of a snake and bleed it, then let it go once the appropriate amount of blood was acquired. This practice was so common that it was said that in some parts of North Carolina, it became almost impossible to find a snake with its tail intact.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
is...
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.